Hi, everybody. I'm Ross Crystal, and welcome back to Showbiz Upfront. Upfront today, we talk with an iconic power couple that combed the country to conduct intimate conversations with 40 celebrity couples with long-lasting marriages. Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue simply wanted to know what makes a marriage last. And it's the title of their new book. The multi-award-winning actress, author, and activist, and her husband, the legendary talk show host, producer, and journalist, join me now. Here's my conversation with Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue.
Hi, Marlo and Phil.
Hi, Ross.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. Let me begin, first of all, by saying thank you for joining us. And how are you guys doing as we wind our way through this pandemic? How are the two of you doing?
We had a big fight this morning.
We did not. We're doing well. Actually, the funny thing is that we have fought less by being cooped up here for almost 8 weeks than we've ever fought, ever had in our lives. I'm not quite sure why.
I've learned a lot. I mean, really, it's amazing. You know, it helps if you can afford it. And I know that a lot of people struggle in that area, but I've had a great time just watching Marlo. She is very entertaining. And to see her like this, I mean, it makes the clock move faster.
Well, we are having a pretty good time. We're making three meals a day together, which we never do. We're always running around. We don't have time for that.
I do the wash.
He's doing the laundry, which is hilarious. It was like a Lucy show here for the first few weeks. So we've learned to accommodate each other. My biggest problem of accommodation is he watches the news all day. And not so much that he watches it. He has a TV on in every room all day long.
I know the story. He's a news junkie, of course.
Oh, my God. So we have, you know, our differences, of course.
The book, What Makes a Marriage Last, give me the genesis. Where did this idea come from? Whose idea was it? Yours? His?
Well, you know, we've always been asked about what makes our marriage last, and we don't know, who really knows, and we didn't feel we were expert enough, but we got the idea to do something positive. There's so much negativity in the world right now, that let's do something positive. Let's go out and find out what makes a marriage last. What is it that keeps people together? And so we chose 40 couples that we felt had the test of time, and we called them and asked them to join us, and then we visited them at their homes.
We anticipated 20 to 25 minutes.
And it was 2 hours, almost every one of them. And it was fun because we weren't really reporters. We weren't doing what you're doing right now, is interviewing people. We were having a discussion, having a double date with a husband and a wife and another husband and a wife. And it was, it had a very convivial feeling. Nobody was out to get anybody. We were kind of on an adventure. What is it? Let's find out what it is that makes it work. And there were many things that we found. And one of them was to accommodate each other, to stop trying to change each other. He's never going to be me, and I'm never going to be him, so let's get over that and accommodate what he is different than from what I am.
You guys had some high-powered couples in here. I mean, the list really goes on and on. What was their hesitation? What was some of their skepticism of saying, I don't know if we should do this?
Well, I think that's probably
the privacy thing, really.
And they didn't know, were we going to do an expose? What was this?
Yeah, were we going to have an axe to grind like some interviewers do? Or were we trying to, you know, make them look bad? And no, we really wanted to know, what is it? What is it that makes a marriage last? Why do people not run for the exit sign at the sign of trouble? You know, Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick lost 30 years of their savings to Bernie Madoff. They didn't blame each other. Actually, it was her stepfather that got them into it. But they didn't blame each other. They just said, okay, we got to get through this. We're actors. We shouldn't have done this. We're not smart enough business people. We made a mistake. And that's that. And Michael J. Fox and Tracy Pollan, 3 years into their marriage, get a lifelong diagnosis. You know, they just dug in. We love each other. We're going to get there. We're going to hold on And they didn't, again, they didn't look for an escape route. I thought Kira said it perfectly. When you go into a marriage, there can't be a plan B. This is it. You got to work toward that. And Elsa Walsh, what did she say, Bob Woodward's wife? She said about all the impulse to disruption.
Oh, yeah, that it's much more complicated often and brainy to break up than it is to repair what you have.
Right.
And that's interesting, and it's something you don't think about when you're angry or, you know, on the eve of destroying the marriage.
And you're looking for somebody else to make you happy. No one else is going to make you happy. Happiness is going to come from what you build together. And if you want the other person to make you happy, after a few years you realize the other person didn't make you happy, so you'll move on to another person, waiting, hoping that person will make you happy. And none of these people are going to make you happy. What's going to make you happy is what you build together. And I love what Ted Danson said. He said, you know, you have to own up to your part of what's going on in the marriage. You have to own up and say, this is what I did. You didn't make me do this. I did this. And I did this. I said this bad thing to you, not because you said something that made me say it. I said it intentionally.
Toughest time. The toughest time for each of you. Phil, let me begin with you. If you can remember through your marriage, 40 years now, the toughest time you remember that you encountered in your marriage and what you and Marlo had to do to make it a lasting marriage.
The toughest time for me was when she made a movie with Kris Kristofferson. So, you know, I've had to survive a lot, you know, and the love scene in that movie lasted about 4 days. So I had a hard time with that.
But I think the toughest time we faced was in the first 5 years of our marriage, we commuted, and that was difficult. I was working in L.A., he was working in Chicago, and it was very, very difficult to go back and forth and keep our marriage together and not fight about the fact that why can't you come a day early, why can't you leave a day later. It was always about time for us, how much time we could each give each other. That was a really big part of our marriage, part of our difficulty in the first 5 years.
Was it ever about jealousy? Ever? Career? Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
For Phil, sure, he was more jealous than I was.
You know, I was. I was not quite as bad as who was making a movie.
Mark Consuelos, Kelly Ripa's husband, was making a movie in Boston, and he couldn't reach her all day, and he thought it was fishy, so he took a plane, and he got back.
Where were you? I'm trying to reach you.
Yeah.
And she said, I was cleaning the toilet.
Yeah, I'm going to clean the toilet.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, wait a minute.
So he flew all the way back to New York to catch her, and there she was cleaning toilets. But Phil was very jealous in the first few years of our marriage, but he got over that. I mean, I think you have to test each other and see, you know. I mean, I was very worried that he would try to dominate me. You know, I was a woman who was very independent, and I'd seen a lot of marriages in my family, my parents included, of this Lebanese dominant guy, and my mother, who was Italian, but still he was a more dominant personality. And I was concerned that, you know, that would happen, because Phil has a very strong personality, as do I. And so I was always on the lookout for that, and I think sometimes I saw it when it wasn't even happening, because I was so defensive about it. So we had to get through those personality problems that we both brought to the marriage, even without each other. You know, I was worried about a man dominating me. He was worried about women fooling around. So there we brought that. And even though it didn't exist with the other person, you see the things you're worried about. And we have to get through that. That takes a few years to realize he's not trying to do that to me.
Imagine Mark Consuelo. Oh, I mean, that is. And he walked right past
Kelly
when he finally made it to their apartment. And he looked behind the drapes for this tall, dark stranger that he had imagined she would be with. So that's what jealousy can do to you.
Yeah.
And you have to at least understand it, recognize it, and that what you've done is exaggerate it and make it a big...
You made a drama all of your own.
Yeah.
And we do that with so many subjects in our lives. We do that.
So putting it all together, is there a difference in making the marriage last and having a happy marriage, or is that all combined?
I think that is what makes you happy, that you have something you can count on. I mean, marriage is a real cushion of life. You can feel comfortable that you're not on this planet alone, where there's a lot of coldness in the world. There's a lot of rejection and coldness and indifference, and you're living with someone who has your interest at heart, who will give you advice that matters to you, that will be good for you, not advice that's convenient for him. That's a very big piece of trust, I think.
Yeah, and people bring a different mindset to the relationship. I had Artie Shaw on my program, and I remember growing up, Artie Shaw was famous in the Catholic community for the number of times he was married.
Eight times, right? Yeah.
And a woman stood up in my audience and said, Mr. Shaw, how come you're married so many times? And he said, I'll walk into a crowded room and head straight for the woman who will make me the most miserable. So that, you know, that is a brain thing. And so these are accommodations that have to be understood and, talked about. And, you know, don't let them challenge the...
Well, if you're going to pick somebody who makes you miserable, you aren't going to have much of a chance.
Well, that's true, but... if you know that you're doing that,
you have to understand who you are. It's like Rob Reiner said, you got to work your own side of the street. You got to work through your own problems before you dare to bring yourself to another person and say, let's make a life together. If you're all tattered yourself, you got to figure out yourself, fix yourself up, and then not take all of your problems and put them on somebody else to try to fix, because they can't. You know, living together can be a real blessing, or it could be horrible, you know, if you're trying to work out your issues on somebody else.
Well, Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue, you did the book, What Makes a Marriage Last. I say you go for the show now. You guys just, you know, it's kind of waiting out there. What do you think?
I think that the best thing we've learned, really, is to kick the can down the road, as James Carville said. When you're going around and around on an issue and you can't solve it, you can't resolve everything. Just kick that can down the road. Behind every successful marriage, there's a lot of cans. And I really believe that. And Phil and I have started saying that to each other, and it's been very helpful. We're in the middle of a fight that's going nowhere. It's unresolvable. Just kick the can down the road, and let's go have lunch. And I think that is a really brilliant way of getting past some of these small things that can be so irritating.
It's like Capitol Hill.
Right.
Kick it down
exactly.
the road.
Exactly.
Thank you guys so much. What Makes a Marriage Last? We will look for the book. We will look for you guys. A pleasure to talk to you.
You can get it right now on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. We hope you'll buy it. I know you'll love it. It's 600 pages. It's chock full of great stories.
Yeah, it's a doorstop. We didn't expect that either.
We didn't expect it to be that long. But the stories were so good, we couldn't cut them. So I hope you enjoy it.
My thanks again to Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue, and thanks to you for joining us for this edition of Showbiz Upfront. I'm Ross Crystal, and we'll talk to you weekdays on air at Showbiz Express and online all the time at showbizexpresstoday.com.